You are now tuned into Accelerate to Great Podcast with Nehemiah Davis, a podcast for aspiring and established entrepreneurs looking for their next level of greatness.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Accelerate to Great. This is the video and podcast edition. I am really excited to bring you today's episode. And as you know, one of the things that I do, I literally search around the world and bring you some of the greatest entrepreneurs who I have access to. Even if I don't have access to them, I go find them. But this episode is super special to me because in my mind, Sonya went from like a mentee to someone that was like a true friend, and now someone who I confide in, I get information from, and literally we're growing every day together. So it brings me great privilege and honor to welcome Sonya Lewis to the Accelerate the Great podcast.
I'm excited to be here.
Hey, I'm happy to have you here. So we're not going to go full in depth into the full story, but I want you to tell people, how did you find your gift? Like, share with that gift thing, because so many people aren't operating in their gift. Right. And I love watching your story. I love watching how you are operating your gift and you're living your best life. And so many people desire to do that. So
yeah, I think I really had an opportunity to really execute from pain to purpose. And so my story is not supposed to be a story, is what I tell people. I really went on a financial journey to help myself. And then in turn, I'm now able to help, you know, thousands and soon to be millions. And so I always say to people, before you can throw a life raft to someone, throw one for you first. And so I had to go on the financial journey to really get my debt in control, my spending habits, just a lot. And I did that by way of a financial program that I took at a church. And it was really, really life changing for me, because there was the conversation that we had about money that I never, ever had before. And then I tell people now that if you're a true friend and you're a good friend, you should bring people up as you go up. So that's what I did. So after I went through the program, I told everybody about what I learned budgeting. Like, I would invite you over for dinner and teach you how to budget. And then people started to ask me about student loans, because that is my professional background. I'm like, oh, all you got to do is say, do, do, do. And see, that's your gift right there. Yeah. All you got to do is, if you can answer that for whatever it is someone asks you to do, it probably is your gift, because you do it so effortlessly and you do it well. Fast forward, I was helping people for free, Corner Bakery. I'm like, Jesus didn't say to do this forever for free. And then I figured out how to make it into a business. And then I think, and Neil, you really are the orchestrator of this, the invitation that I received to be a part of a conversation that happened at the White House, Obama administration. Right. When that happened, for me, it was like, you could continue to play small, but we might be onto something here. And then I tell people, you're never gonna leave the White House the same. You're just not. And for me, it was important to, like, what would it look like if I really started to do this full time? Right. If I really started to operate in my gift. Right. And so I'm so excited that I listened to myself and trusted myself and really listened to God and trusted God. And I made it happen. So long story short, like, literally, I would say I was about 6-7 months of a hustle, right? And then it went from me and you talking every day, right? Talking every day. And I said, Neo, I said, I'm going to leave September 8th.
Yep, I remember that.
And you was like, no, you're going to leave sooner. And we'll hang up. I'm like, no, I'm not. And then one day I left. And it was February 8th. So I got the 8th. I got the 8th right.
It's just what, 6 or 7 months sooner?
Yes. And that could be scary, because when I say leave, I mean, there is no plan B. It's just, it's you. You're the plan. And then I think a lot of times, and I talk to you about this, when we think about jumping full-time into entrepreneurship, you do want to think through health insurance. You want to think through all of those things. And I was able to do it. So, you know, what I used to make hustling part-time, when I turned it into a business, it was way more than enough.
Right.
But any good business, you must do what? Scale.
Absolutely.
If you're the only one forever and ever, it's not, in my opinion, a legit business. Or you'll get burnt out too quickly. So long story short, I was able to scale it. I got an assistant, okay? And then I hired a part-time coach, then another part-time coach. And then something really magical happened. I believe in the power of speaking things into existence. And I literally said, I think it was January 5th of 2018, I said, this is my media year. Yep. And then that's really, I feel like, where part two of the story takes off. Yep. And then the Shade Room came 10 days later. And the Shade Room is an urban media outlet, if you will. But it has about 14, 15 million followers. And that really changed the trajectory of our company, like, forever.
Wow, it's great. It's crazy because I even remember just being a part of that process and just to see, like, I don't think it would have happened if you didn't go all in, though.
No,
like, I
don't think, absolutely. Like,
I think if you stayed till September, it might not happen. It is going to happen.
Right.
But I feel like you willed it to yourself to make it happen sooner because you made a decision I'm going to bet fully on myself. And one of the things I really want our listeners to understand that I'm not telling people to quit, Sonya, but when you make a decision in your mind to go all in on something and give yourself no plan B, for me, it just happens. Like when I got fired from my last job 10, 11 years ago, I made a decision in my mind like entrepreneurship has to work or it has to work. Nor have I ever since that day put back in my mind that I am going to go back to a job. Like I never, still to this day, even if times get hard, I will never say, well, I got to go back. And the reason why I think so many people don't make it on a continuous scale, because they give themselves a plan B.
It's no plan B.
They give them an option.
I think I shared this with you because you were the only person I was telling you about in terms of numbers for accountability. By leaving 6 months earlier, in that 6 months, I literally made my salary.
Wow.
So what if I didn't leave? You know what I mean? That's a scary thought for me. And then someone's like, we should have left sooner. No, I think it happened when it happened on time because I still needed to understand my numbers. I needed to see, you know, with seasonal changes, what would that look like? How do you factor in the cost of hiring someone else? And then just to go from employee to employer in a year, I think that that was humbling too because now it's not just about you. Now you got somebody else relying to eat off of your check, your income. And so that's a big deal. I think that if I could really, really reverse engineer, why did I go through that financial boot camp? Why did God have me sitting with people and teaching them about budgeting for free? And because I just really ultimately believe he wanted to see if he could trust me.
Right.
Because how can you be trusted with $100 if you can't be, you know, how are you going to get six figures if you can't be trusted with $100?
Facts. That's good. Something else I want you to touch on, because a lot of people, as you call it the glow up, but I believe you're successful not because you started and went full time. Talk a little bit about when you were getting off work, you was grinding
from knows about that part.
7 p.m., 6 p.m. to midnight for how long? 6 months to a year straight? Because a lot of us are in this interpretation with social media that, oh, they just been making. No, you've been perfecting your craft. You've been Mary Kay. You've been in this mindset for years.
Yeah.
So talk about
that. When I did Mary Kay about maybe 5-6 years ago, I was number one in the city. But that's by no accident. That's a work ethic.
Right.
So even then, I would always go to work and then come home and work the business. I mean, I would drop off concealer and foundation to people at midnight because I don't want you to go to a 24-hour Rite Aid. Here I come, Sally. You know, so I always had that crazy work ethic. But it was like, well, what would it look like to have that same work ethic for yourself? And I tell people, you can work 2 or 3 jobs for Bob and Billy and X, Y, Z company, but did you ever think about utilizing your gifts for you? You'll never let you down, right? So I was like, I don't want to do another Mary Kay. I don't want to do another network marketing, and no shade if that's the thing for people. I was like, I'm going to build this out, and what would it look like to do it for me? Same work ethic, same hustle, same drive. So that was what I had to do. So when I had this operation going, I would work from 9 to 5, and then I would go to Jenkintown, an area outside of Philadelphia, from 6 to 10. Yeah. And then I had an online scheduler, so I could be talking to you, and you were in California, and I needed to drink some extra coffee because I can't seem tired, and then I need to go home, get some rest, and do it all again. And I was like, well, this is not going to be sustainable. It was great money when it was both, right? Gotcha. But it's not sustainable. And then the mental thing started to happen. How am I the CEO, and I'm doing talks around the city, and then I'm being paid for engagements, but then I got to go to work from 9 to 5 and play small.
Wow.
And so what's really exciting about today on the eve of this interview is that literally when I leave here, I'm going to go tonight to actually do a conversation, a presentation as Sonya, the student loan doctor, at the place where I used to work.
Wow. And that's your last job you worked at.
Yeah, to be a part of their marketing, to be featured, I'm like, God just
God
has
is
the greatest.
Faithful.
And there's greatest sense of humor if you really, you know,
absolutely.
You think about it.
Absolutely.
So, but I'm grateful for that because, one, I did leave on good terms. And you know when I left, what they said to me, I never forget this. My college president, he said, when I met you, I knew then you either would be a business owner or a college president. And it hit me because I did not see it in myself.
Wow.
That's crazy.
And sometimes someone told me one time, Nehemiah, You got to stop seeing you as you see yourself and start seeing you as the world sees you.
Did I say that to you?
I don't know if you said
it to me. It's on my vision board at home. How does the world see you? That's what I have.
And I think that's so important for people to understand. Listen to me. If you're listening to this, your current situation is not your final destination. Right. Everything you're going through right now is preparing you where God is about to take you. And we don't often see our greatness.
No.
Like sometimes people got to recognize. You got a gift to say, I think you should be doing this. I think you should be doing that. But so many of us have been screwed by reality that we can't even find ourselves dreaming to actually be like, well, maybe I can be a businesswoman. Maybe I can own a college. Case in point, he said the president of a college. You own Student Loan Doctor University.
This is true.
I mean,
I do receive that. That does launch on January 1st.
It's crazy, though. Everything that he said is now materialized.
Right.
So one of the things that you, a lot of us talk about building 6 and 7 figure companies. You were able to build a 6 figure company within your first year of doing business. Share with us now, how are you going to get to 7?
I think about it every day.
Yeah. What's the steps you think right now you need to do that?
So excited about it. So to get to 7 means I got to go bigger. I got to go bigger. I got to take more risk. Mm. And this is where you got to really know and trust yourself, right? Mm. And then you got to really trust your intuition. Do the people you have around you, are they aligned with the vision? I'm doing some revamping currently and reorganizing and restructuring. And I'm checking, like, are you aligned and are you a part of the vision? The other thing is I now need to, for myself, play bigger in terms of opportunities. And so I am excited that I started this business with no debt. No one owns it but myself, right? But I was like, well, what would it look like to take leverage or to take in investors to now get to the next level? Because the brand is solid. The brand is trusted, right? But that's scary because now you're sharing your baby with the world. I told them I don't have kids, but I got a lot of kids.
Right.
And they all like to be paid on the 15th. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like that's different for me. So that's where I'm at now. And so that requires a new level of thinking. I think that's why it's important. I really, things I love, love, love about you is that you get into the room. And then the rooms that you're getting into are not the rooms where we can be found at, like us peers. You're getting into rooms where we may not have as much access. And then you know how to get in the room and shut up. Yeah. You don't need to talk. You don't talk because you need to understand the information that they're saying. You may not even can use that information they're giving in the moment, but you can apply it a little later.
Absolutely.
So for me, it's more invested in myself. And really, I think the other thing is, too, you are whoever you say you are. Here's what's been happening. I know this has been happening to you because we've been hanging out for a while. You can't even take an Uber anymore without people recognizing you. I tried to go out with my girlfriend the other day. I was like, oh, let's just have a drink. Yeah. Oh, literally, as soon as I sit down, you're the girl with the ads. I said, oh, we about to wrap this up in 2 seconds.
Right.
Somebody came by my house with a friend the other day. Oh my God, you're the girl from the shade room. I said, oh no, not in my house. Right, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's interesting because in my mind I haven't changed and I'm not changing, but you are, perception is different. And I think that sometimes what we do forget too is sometimes people are not celebrityism or anything like that. Some people are thankful and are looking to you for hope. So when they hear my story, or when they hear your story, they're not celebrity, like it's not celebrityism, that's not what this is. It's like because you did it, I can too.
Absolutely, and that's what I really want people to hear, like it is possible. So one of the things that we've been transitioning to lately is sales calls and phone calls. Yeah. How instrumental is that in your business?
Oh, yeah.
And how can someone begin to start that in their business?
Well, you know, I recommend everyone to Uncle Grant Cardone, change your life, right? Sales is in my DNA. I had sold probably, I've been a salesperson since I was 7. And so what I used to do was I used to hook up a plastic chair to a rope. Did I tell you about this?
Mm-mm.
I used to put it in the middle of leaves so that way I don't get sued. I don't know. I couldn't even get sued at 7. Right. That's how I used to think. Right. I don't want nobody to get hurt and blame me. I'm saying sued. Anyway, and I used to rock people like a roller coaster ride for $1.
Wow.
And you could be on here for about a minute.
Wow.
And I used to sell. I don't know where I got that from. Right. I just needed some candy.
Right.
That's how superficial this was. I used to just sell and create things all the time. And then, like, my first job that I was super successful at when I was 16, I was selling appliances at Sears. Wow. And they used to never want the customers to know how old I was because then they wouldn't trust me.
Right.
So I had to dress a little more mature. Right. But please believe, in the region, I was the top person.
Yeah.
I used to, then I went off to college to the job. I used to say, hey, guys, I think I want to come home and work. We'll clear the schedule. We'll see you soon.
Right.
And that's because I was hungry because I liked it. I liked people. I understood. So my gifted selves, I probably could sell water back to the ocean if necessary.
Right.
I'll never be broke, right? But the other thing is, it also has to be for me now that I'm older, because I'm not, I didn't love appliances. What do I love? What am I passionate about? Right. I'm very careful what I put my name on, what I'm very careful about what I support, because I understand the impact that I have.
Absolutely.
And same for you. I know that you don't touch everything
and
co-sign. But sales calls and sales, I think it's really, really important, instrumental to any business. And if you don't like sales, or if you're uncomfortable with sales, this is not going to work.
Absolutely.
Because don't look at it as sales. Look at it as you're providing an opportunity or service to better someone's life.
Ooh.
And so when I sell you student loan, repair, help, whatever, we're not selling that. We're selling the opportunity to be heard, to be understood, and to get a plan. And so, but what if I didn't get started? You know that I had thought about one day, I have an email folder where I keep my thank yous. But if I never got started, these people may or may not have gotten help. And then these people may or may not have bought their first home. And then I just think about, and you too, we're not sales agents. We're not even business people. We're legacy creators.
Mm.
And so because of my business, someone's grandchild is not going to have student loan debt.
Wow.
Or someone's children's children is going to be passed down a home because it started that person that I helped got themselves together. Mm.
So you're trying to put yourself out of business.
I would love to put myself out of business. Now, it's a $1.5 trillion deficit.
I know,
so.
But in a grand scheme, like, you literally just want to help people.
So my grandchildren should be put out of a job,
right?
If I pass down the business that way.
Yeah, that's good.
And same for you, because it only takes one idea to spark a new idea, right? One word to spark something. And so when someone's listening to this podcast, or someone meets you, or they take a class with you, right? Case in point, what class did I take with you?
War Room Bosses.
My first one. I think it was like class three or something, right?
My first time I started doing programming.
Program ever.
Right.
It was in a similar situation like this. And it's so crazy that we're in your boardroom where we used to rent boardrooms.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a shout right there.
Yeah.
We'll come back. The point is, I didn't even have a business when I took your class, and my card said Dr. Sonia. Mm. I was like, oh, I'm not a doctor. I'm just here to be inspired. But what I understood was I got to get in the room with people that are challenging themselves to think like me.
Yeah.
And then to be in that room and to probably accelerate a lot quicker than the other people with no business was just because I was hungry and available for the information. I saw you speak when you brought Eric Thomas. That's how we were introduced. But we didn't introduce each other. I didn't know you.
Right.
I was in a nosebleed because I didn't invest in myself. Okay, I'm like, I think that's Eric Thomas down here. Okay, right. And I remember I said, Eric Thomas, I love him, I'm going to support him, follow him. But who is this young man? That's what I was thinking to myself.
Yeah.
I'm like, who is he to get him here? Let me Google him.
Right.
And you were Googleable, right? I don't know if this
word.
And then I saw you had a class. I think I found you on Instagram. And then we moved from there. But I always tell people say, well, how can I get started? How can I get inspired? You don't have to go to an Eric Thomas to start. You could, but that's sometimes not tangible.
Right.
But go to the people that are right there with him or right there under learning from him, if that's your example of choice, and move from that direction. There's always someone on your level or someone like a peer that you can support.
Absolutely.
The other thing with you, volunteerism.
Yeah, that's key.
You, first off, he's king volunteering. I was queen volunteering until my stuff really took off. But I understood that sometimes I can't pay to get every room.
Absolutely.
Especially when you work in a 9-to-5, they don't pay a lot. But you do have some time you can give away.
Yep, absolutely. And it's funny, just as I'm telling you, it's a six-figure skill to start volunteering. Like, the reason why you know Eric Thomas as a mentor, I know him as a mentor, because we went to a conference. I took Jasmine with me for free as my guest. I went up to ET like, nothing to offer. Like, hey, man, I'm so inspired by it. You don't know it yet, but you're going to be my mentor. I had no real clue of how he was going to be my mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine went up to him like, hey, super inspiring. Listen, I'm a photographer. If you ever need me, let me know. He's like, yeah, you could get started today.
Yeah.
That very moment, they took us to a $2,000 VIP dinner. We didn't pay. And then we literally built a relationship from that point on. But it started with service.
Yep.
So I try to tell people this is a six-figure, seven-figure skill that people disregard because it isn't giving them immediate money or they don't see immediate return.
Mm-hmm.
But that one act has transformed my life and so many other people's lives.
And Neil, I want to put a pause right here. Not serve once, not serve twice, just serve.
Serve.
I served
without
ET
looking for something.
Many a times.
Yeah.
There's no check coming.
Yeah.
I got myself there. I took the plane ride. I took a 9-hour car trip. I just got to the spot. Because it wasn't about one day, what can he do for me? It's not about that. It's about what can you do and learn on the job.
Absolutely.
Some people just mindlessly serve and volunteer. No, pick a gym. Get a gym. Take something away from the experience. And I never forget this year, I got a call from someone that was referred by E to have me come do a keynote. Mm-hmm. And that was a nice check.
Yep.
And I said, but if E didn't know me, if he didn't trust me, that call wouldn't have came.
Facts.
He said, I don't need to know much about you. He said, E said, you're the girl. And that's it. I said, I cried because I said I never ever expected the relationship to do what it did in that moment. I just was really blessed by him and grateful. And I think that a lot of times when people hear you say serve and volunteer, what sometimes people can get misconstrued is that if I serve three times, I'm gonna be able to text Neo and ask him for, and that's not it. Yep. And so don't go on with that mindset. Just serve like you never know when it's coming. It may never come. So in that moment, you need to be creating your own opportunity and gems. And it may not be Neo. Let's say, because I know you do a lot of community events. Let's say somebody comes and serve. It might be the person that they meet at your event that's the connect. It may be that you're never the connect.
Yep, absolutely.
And that's okay too.
Yep, that's good. So we're gonna wrap up in a few minutes. For you, what's another, because again, our goal, accelerate the great. People want to get to this six-figure, seven-figure. What's another skill that you believe is instrumental in helping you build that brand? Outside of sales calls, is anything else that you possess or something that you like, this also helped me get to here?
I think leveraging relationships, understanding relationships, being in it to win it with people. I think I had to work on that too, because I'm very a short-change person. Like, all right, I see you soon. All right, but that's not going to get you anywhere. One, I do believe in thank you cards. I do believe in just a quick email to check on someone if you have their number, maybe a quick text. And don't ask them for anything. Just check on them. Maybe flowers go a long way. I know that we send the cupcakes by way of Jill. Just send some cupcakes. Because you just want people to think about you and know you're thinking about them. You may need them, you may never need them, but it's still good to be top of mind for someone.
Absolutely.
Business is a long affair. It's a long love affair.
Yeah.
And if you're in it for the short haul, you're going to be out very quickly.
Mm.
So for me, when I'm building relationships, one, I'm intentional. I don't want a relationship with everybody. I just really don't at this point. And two, I need to make it beneficial for you and me.
Yep.
Three, the other thing is you also need to tell and teach people how to treat you.
Mm.
So maybe you can't call my phone every 10 seconds or text me maybe that's not the situation. Maybe I set the standard up front of what I want in this relationship.
How do you set the standard up front?
Well, I articulate.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you just, when you say articulate, you just tell them this is how we're going to move forward.
So new people
this.
That I'm meeting that I could tell might be wanting to be friends, or because they like me, I like them. Well, they think they like me because of my personality when I'm, I call it performing, right? Because that's a different Sonya. It's like a friend Sonya is different than student loan doctor.
Right, right.
You're going to get your feelings hurt if you think that's the same girls,
right?
So I always set that expectation and I'll say, well, you know what? Let's have a conversation and definitely see where it could go. If you don't mind, I think that we should, have another conversation in about a week but I set the barrier.
Got you.
And I don't give everyone my cell phone number because cell phones are very personal. I hold on to it how'd you get my number?
Right.
I do have another medium in which I put them through by email or a professional number because we're still building this relationship and I don't know exactly your intentions.
Absolutely.
The more people perceive you have, the more they think you just are willing to give it away.
Gotcha.
And what I had to tell someone very close to me recently was, yes, I say six-figure business, yes, I say, but at the end of the day, it's still a payroll.
Absolutely.
There's still expenses.
Yep.
There's still reinvestment expenses. And so I don't think that people sometimes understand that the other part about this is too, it's money from the muscle every day.
Yeah.
There's nothing guaranteed.
Yeah.
If we're for a job isn't guaranteed, but that's a podcast
Absolutely.
For another day.
Absolutely. So pretty much what she's saying is, E always said, we go kill what we eat every day. And I think when people get in their mindset of, We don't know what's coming tomorrow.
Right.
Technically. We know something's gonna come tomorrow, but we gotta go out here and go get it every single day. And I truly believe people could get to the 6, 7, 8 once they make in their mind, I'm gonna go get it by any means necessary.
Right, by any means necessary.
So right now we're just gonna do a laser round. I'm gonna ask you a couple questions and we're gonna end it off like this. If you only could use one platform moving forward on social media for business, what would it be?
Instagram.
Why?
It's my best friend. It's a quick direct connection to the client.
Got you. What is your favorite system right now that you use to help automate your business?
Oh, I would say Acuity Scheduling.
Got you. Favorite book?
Oh, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice by Dennis Kimbrough.
Wow. I was just in Patrice just interviewed me on her Redefining Wealth podcast.
I'm excited.
And she said Black Choice. I'm like, yeah, Sonia been telling me about that book for years.
Favorite book.
Yeah. Who is your biggest inspiration right now online?
Online? I have a few. Grant Cardone, Eric Thomas, Malik Till, probably would be the top. Oh, and TD Jakes.
Okay. Who are you looking to sit on a panel with, speak with in the future?
Auntie Oprah.
Okay.
I would love to sit with TD Jakes as well.
Okay.
I think those are probably like my two.
Okay. And next, what will be next year's biggest business aspiration? What would you like to see for
the
business?
I would love to see us dominate in terms of marketing, so billboards, advertisements. I really want to focus on the tri-state area for 2019.
Gotcha.
I want student loans, Sonia.
Gotcha.
And no, let me back up. Student loan doctor.
Gotcha.
They're
going to
say Sonia, yeah. But if you notice, even in my branding, I pull my face back a bit, mm-hmm. and I put my team out more.
Gotcha.
Because you may not get me on the phone, yes. realistically.
You won't.
Actually, you're not.
It's hard.
Okay. But I didn't say that.
I got
right.
I got you. I understand. So if you would do it all over again, would you do anything quicker or anything different, marketing or period? If you could go back a couple years, anything that you would change?
Good question. I think I would have honed in my gift of sales a little more.
Mm.
I probably would have did a little more professional conferences.
Yep.
I probably would have been mindful of some of the friendships and relationships, because the wrong friendship or relationships can slow you down, and the right ones can accelerate you.
Wow.
So I've probably been a little more mindful. If I could understand time how I understand time like I do now, I'd have been more in beast mode. I'd have been watching less TV.
Mm.
I'd have been reading more books.
Wow.
I can't even imagine what it would be like to not read as much as I do now.
Wow.
So I think little things, nothing major. I'm very pleased with how life has gone. But little things, time. You just can't get time back.
Mm.
You make more money. We see that every day.
Yeah.
But time. So I'd be a little more mindful of that.
Well, that's good. And is there anything that you want to leave the audience with? Outside, I want you to tell a little bit about how they can...
Mm-hmm.
utilize the services and where they can find you at. Any last gem
yeah.
you want to just share with the people?
I just think that if you're tuned into this podcast, if you're tuned into Nehemiah, if you're tuned into myself, it probably means you want more, or you're aspiring for more, or you're going after it. And to keep that same fire, keep that same passion, every day is not going to be a great day. No, you're not going to win automatically, but you will eventually win
yeah.
if you don't give up, if you don't quit. And I think that if I did not have a friend like Neo, who's my real life friend, but even if he's not your real life friend, right, you can get him virtually, right? If you didn't have somebody like that, it's so easy to quit. So I'm grateful for you. I don't say that just because we're taping. I say it to you all the time, because my favorite joke is he was stepping out the Great Wall of China.
Yeah.
We were on the phone, but it was a regular conversation. He's like, all right, so I'm at the wall. I'm going to hit you back. I'm like, what are you talking about? I go on Instagram like, the Great Wall of China? We were just talking regularly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I say you can't be around somebody that's literally flying, soaring, dreaming, and not fly, soar, and dream yourself.
Mm.
So if you right now evaluate yourself, go to your phone book, go to your text messages. If the people that are in your top 10 are not a reflection of where you want to be and where you want to go, they've got to go.
Ooh.
And you'll figure that out, how to minimize or cut them off. I know it's a hard conversation that we need to have, but it's really who we allow to pour into us, to take from us, to give to us, that is going to determine the level in which we ascend to. And so I'm very serious that if you got this number and you're on my text line and you're someone I call friend, it's because we're going to grow together. We're going to elevate together. There's no baggage here.
Mm.
And so I'm just excited that you are a part of that top 10.
Thank you. That's a sermon, people. And finally, for anyone right now, they like, man, student loans is bogging me down. I'm trying to figure it
yeah.
out. Please let people know, and we'll plug it in the show notes,
yep.
but how can they schedule a call with somebody on the team or the website they
yeah.
need to go to?
They can
so
visit
we can get
Dr. Please Help Me.
DrPleaseHelpMe.com?
Yes.
DR or DOCT?
I have both, whatever you
want. Whatever you want, DrPleaseHelpMe.com.
DrPleaseHelpMe.com. I don't need you to get hung up with semantics. Instagram is The Student Loan Doctor. TheStudentLoanDoctorLLC.com is our website. Facebook.com/TheStudentLoanDoctor. iTunes, there's a podcast. I don't know, we're just trying to be everywhere.
Gotcha, yeah.
You'll
so
find
you can
us.
Find
Google
us
it.
Anyway. Gotcha.
You. Know, right. It's so good to say it and be on the first page. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, okay. It is. Okay. So listen, guys, with that being said, this was a phenomenal episode. Sonya touched on a lot of gems. What I want you to do, you might need to go listen to it twice because she said a lot of game in here and it's power packed. And as always, guys, if you apply this information, I can assure you, your life will begin to change. She said something that was key, and I really wanted to say ditto. I would have went to more conferences. I would have developed my sales skills earlier. And I just would have took more action on the things that were getting me closer to my goals and dreams. And also, if your top 10 is not aligned with where you want to go, you got to change it. So, again, I want to say thank you guys so much for tuning in for Accelerate to Great. This is Sonya. This is Neo. This is Sonya. And I hope you execute on the information. If you need any help with student loan doctor, she's the best to do it. And her team is going to make sure you're good. So, again, Accelerate the Great. Have a great day. And please share out this podcast. Mm-hmm. Please rate it. Please review it. And let people know this is what's helping you get one step closer to your desired goals and dreams. Have a good one, everybody. See ya.